Letters from Our Readers, November-December 2020. The Key to Ending Chaos. Thank you for this excellent article. We look forward to the kingdom of God and the change in man's heart to want to fully surrender to God's will and purposes. This world is spiraling downward quickly. May His kingdom come. From the Internet. Excellent article with appropriate timing. It is easy for us to be emotionally assimilated into righting the wrongs in society with political or organized groups. We have to remember we are citizens of heaven and ambassadors for Christ. From the Internet. Who will listen to my warning? A timely topic to think about for all mankind. I pondered what was the real problem with the ancient nation of Israel. Quite simply, they were a stiff-necked people. Being stiff-necked is defined as haughty and stubborn. Nothing has changed in the course of time, even with modern Israel and the nations of today. They are all stiff-necked, resisting the true God's invitation to return to Him. From the Internet. Thankful for many free resources provided. I have been receiving your magazines and am very grateful for them. Thank you so much. Please continue sending me your literature, as I find it to be so helpful. Any other literature will be helpful in the consequential times we live in. Subscriber in South Africa. I really love your magazines and look forward to when they arrive. The articles are so uplifting and very inspirational. They are well-researched and always speak to me. I gain insight and reassurance. Reader in Ontario, Canada. I want to inform you that I have been greatly edified by receiving your magazine for quite some time. My appreciation for it is so much that I have saved many issues, and I have taken material to preach from several of them, since I am a volunteer chaplain at a prison. May you be greatly blessed for working and editing such a wonderful magazine. Subscriber in Chile. Looking for resources about the Seventh-day Sabbath. God bless you greatly. I am a pastor evangelist in Cuba and have been a Christian for 21 years. I recently received your book, The New Covenant. Does it abolish God's law? The content of the book was quite good, but I would like to go deeper with the booklet that refutes Sunday as the day of worship. I honestly do not see in any text of the Bible that Saturday has been changed to Sunday. I have seen much more evidence for Saturday than for Sunday as the correct day of worship, but I want to be sure of some doubts regarding three passages where believers are apparently seen gathered together on Sunday. I want to know the why and what of these passages. Pray a lot for me. In fact, I'm asking God for a lot of wisdom. From the Internet. We have just the publication you need, titled Sunset to Sunset, God's Sabbath Rest. It shows from the Scriptures how the seventh-day Sabbath was instituted by God and never changed. It also examines the passages you mention, showing how they've been misinterpreted. You can find this free study guide on our website, ucg.org/booklets. Looking to meet with others to worship God. I follow with great interest the teachings of the United Church of God through your many booklets. I have learned about Christianity strictly from the Bible, and of all the many churches I've analyzed, the beliefs of United Church of God align most closely with my understanding of this faith. Is there anyone from UCG in Malaysia or countries nearby that I can talk to, consult? Kindly assist. Thank you. Reader in Malaysia. Is the United Church of God a true Seventh-day Sabbath, Saturday-keeping church? If so, how can I become a member? And is there a body of believers in my area? I left my former church last year when I learned of its deceptions. From the Internet. I very much need to talk to someone from your church. I practice everything you preach, biblically speaking, and that without knowing that this church even existed. Reader in Brazil. Do you have a church in Nicaragua? Thank you. From the Internet. We are indeed a Seventh-day Sabbath-keeping church and are always glad to receive visitors who would like to worship God with us. You can find the closest congregation on our website at ucg.org/congregations. You'll also find the name and contact info for the pastor of the congregation closest to you to answer any questions. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.